You don't usually catch a fish on the first cast. You have to keep casting over and over and over again. As always, the Walking Leader Podcast is an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. Welcome to episode 208 of the Walking Leader Podcast. My name is David Guerra, and I am your host, and I'm here to help you every step of the way to sharpen those skills and hone that craft. Now, without further delay, let's get this episode started. All right, so this episode's title is Staying Consistent. It's part of our 2021 Self-Leadership Series, and let's get into this. What is self-leadership? What self-leadership is rooted in being consistent and staying consistent. And you want to see change, then you have to work at it. You have to constantly work at it. You can't just pick and choose when you want to work at it. It's one of those that's ongoing, nonstop. It has to happen. Now, I'm not saying commit your every waking moment to this, but if you can, why not? If you can, why not? So let's break this down. What does it mean by staying consistent? Well, doing what it takes. You've identified something and you're going to do what it takes on an hourly, daily, weekly, monthly manner to accomplish. Let's say it's a goal you set up and you want to achieve that goal, and you know it's going to take work. And it's important to apply consistency in achieving your goals because, again, as I mentioned, picking and choosing when you want to do this is not going to get you there. It may get you there eventually. Or the goal is so low that you took no hard work, nothing really to achieve that goal. Then maybe you're not setting harder or loftier goals, higher goals, and achieving them is going to take some work. So those are the goals that this would apply to, this consistency and being consistent and constantly consistent, because you have to work at it, and it's going to take something, and it's going to make something, and it's going to change you along the way. So it's important to stay consistent, because as you're being consistent, you get closer to achieving the goals you set, whatever they are. You want to lose 10 pounds? You got to lose 1 pound first. Then you lose the next pound, and so on, until you lose 1 pound 10 times, you've lost the 10 pounds. Not lose one, gain it back, lose it again. No, that doesn't count. But consistently working at removing weight, not replacing weight. And then removing what you replace. No, that doesn't work. That's not setting a good goal. Yeah, you lost 10 pounds over the course of gaining 10 pounds, right? So, no, you got to be careful. So just remember, staying consistent, it's going to get you closer to achieving the goals that you set. And the next thing that you'll see that it's important is that people will see your dedication. They're going to see your commitment. They're going to see that you set a goal, and they're going to see you working to achieve that goal. And that you are not picking and choosing, but that you are consistent in that goal. And yes, being consistent applies to you because you have a goal. You have a mission. You have a vision you want to accomplish. But it also applies to everyone. Everyone needs to be consistent. It's that consistency that builds that reliability. It builds that credibility. And it builds that authenticity that people like. And people like to follow those people because they're reliable, they're credible, they're authentic. And when somebody can answer a question immediately, they like that, as opposed to, well, I'll wait tomorrow, or maybe I'll hear from them tomorrow, or I'll hear from them next week, or maybe it'll be over 80 days before I hear from them, almost three months before you hear from them. See, that's not a good thing if it has to take that long, if they have to wonder when they'll hear from you. But you're consistent in your replying to their questions, answering their questions, replying to their messages, picking up the phone, and you're consistent that way, and it's across everything that you do, then yes, your consistency is building that reliability that others will see. Your consistency is building that credibility that others will see. And most of all, your consistency builds authenticity. Now, when should you and all other leaders be consistent and remain consistent? Well, that's an always situation. Yeah, you could probably slack off here or there. You know, life happens. It's like, oh, I'm tired. I don't want to do this. Or, you know, I need to take a break from this. Maybe for my mental health, I might need to take a break and you know, just clear my mind, get myself focused again, get back into it. It happens. It happens to all of us. But if you can, you should always be consistent and stay consistent and remain consistent. And again, under all conditions and all circumstances, especially those stressful ones, the stressful, constantly developing situations, the unfolding situations, conditions and circumstances, because that stress, your peers, your followers are going to see how you handle that stress because you've been a consistent, constantly consistent individual throughout. And so when that stress comes in, as stress factors kick in, or that uncertainty kicks in, you're good to go because you've already been dealing with it. You know how to deal with it. So that is why, as a leader, remaining, staying consistent, being consistent is a huge plus. Remember, because those followers want reliability, those followers want credibility and authenticity, and it is when they do not find it, so careful now, if they don't find it in you, I guarantee you they're going to do one thing. I guarantee, when your followers do not see the reliability, the credibility, and the authenticity, because again, you're not being consistent, they're going to find someone else who will. They're going to go looking someplace or to someone else who will deliver in what their leaders are lacking. Don't be a leader that's lacking. Understand that, yes, you have to work at it, but you have to put in the work. Whether they get it or not, eventually, that consistency, that foundation that you're building, they'll get it. They'll get it. And it might be years from now, but they'll get it. And you want that because guess what? You're also building a legacy. So now you ask yourself, okay, so I see it's important and why I need to be consistent. So how do I get consistent? Well, folks, I'm not going to lie to you. I am not going to lie to you. That's not what I'm here for. It's going to take a lot of hard work and it's going to take a lot of time. See, it's work and it's time. And if you don't have that and you need an instant fix, guess what? You're not the instant leader. There's no such thing as an instant leader. And that's just the way it is. So it's going to take work, a lot of work, over a long time. So you not only have to be consistent to create a habit, because we're going to create a habit, but we're also going to eventually create a lifestyle. We're going to work on it through that consistency over that time and that work that we put into it. We're going to create a lifestyle. Remember, it takes 21 days. Ideally, it takes 21 days to build a habit. Remember that from the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People? So it's going to take those 21 days. But guess what? It takes 90 days. About 4.5 times as long to create a lifestyle. 90 days to create a lifestyle. But that's, again, of consistently, constantly doing it for 90 days. Okay, so again, now it might take a little longer for some, and some it might not take as long, but it's creating, moving from the habit to the lifestyle where it's like, well, it's a habit, I can do it anytime. But now it's a lifestyle. Well, here's my niche time. Here's when I've carved it out of my 24 hours a day. And you do that. So it's going to be working with that goal and achieving that goal. The goal you determine and what it's going to take. And you've determined what it's going to take to achieve that goal. Then you're going to act on those acts that will achieve your goal. Those sub-acts. You know, you break it down to sub. Well, here's the action I have to take now. Here's the sub-actions I can take to go from point A to point B, but I have to stop at these 3 other checkpoints along the way. Small, sustainable action items that require that constant, consistent attention, you do that. You put that into play because you've broken it down. Remember, you want $1 million? It's going to take the first dollar, and then the second dollar, and then the fifth dollar, and then the tenth dollar, and so on and so on and so on. Typically, people don't start here. Here's $1 million. They're out there. They're few and far between, but they're out there. I get it. You get it. We all know that. But again, for the rest of us, guess what? We got to work. We got to work for that $1. We got to work for that $5 bill. We got to work for that $10 bill. We got to work for the... Exactly. We got to work to get to that $1 million. But it's that small actionable item. If we take a dollar today and it becomes $2 tomorrow, then it becomes $4 after that within a month, right? We're doubling that. You've heard that. You double, start with a dollar, double it every day, whatever you have from the previous day. There you go. You're going to have $1 million before you know it. So that action, the actionable items, again, being consistent, whether it's answering email or social media posts or virtual check-ins with your team individually or as a group, consistency in doing any of that builds and solidifies the foundation of who you are, where you want to go, and what you want to accomplish. And as I mentioned, don't forget, this is going to take a lot of work and a long time to get there, but you will get there. However, if you saw fit to create a goal and then want and need to reach that goal, it's there that you need to know that you can do it, but only if you're constantly being consistent with the actions and activities. Just be patient. It will happen, but you have got to maintain that consistency. And that consistency, like I said, it's either daily, hourly, weekly, monthly, but it's happening all the time. It's something you carved out. Well, everyone, we've reached the end of this episode. And if you have any comments, questions, concerns, remarks about this week's episode, please don't hesitate. Drop me an email, dave@daveguerra.com, and mention episode 208, Staying Consistent. Also, I invite you to follow me on my social media channels. On Twitter, I'm at Dave Guerra, all one word. On Instagram, it's Dave_Guerra. And on Facebook, it's facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra, all one word as well. And again, I want to thank you for taking the time to download and listen to episode 208. Join me on our next episode where we continue our focus on lessons in leadership and on our new 2021 self-leadership series. And until then, take care of yourself, take care of each other, listen to each other, and talk to each other. And as always, I remind you to go beyond the grind, go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow. Until next time, take care.